WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Multiple people at Boulder's Pearl Street Mall in Colorado were burned when they were attacked by a man during a march for Israeli hostages. Interim Police Chief Steve Redfern.
Our initial call was a report that someone was setting people on fire. That is fairly consistent with the injuries that we found on scene, but we're not 100% certain how that happened, and that's what we're doing to interview. There's a lot of witnesses that we're interviewing.
CBS News Colorado's Andrew Hobner is on the scene and spoke with the organizer of that march.
She said that the police over the last couple weeks have been notified, especially given the attacks that occurred in Washington, D.C., that these types of walks were happening in Boulder to try and keep them safe. But one thing she did mention to me is that they really have never had any type of problem here. The only issue that really rose to a certain level was somebody trying to grab an Israeli flag during one of these walks, but they've been doing these walks basically every week for the past year and change.
Authorities say at least 80 shots were fired in a western North Carolina neighborhood, killing one person and injuring 11 others. It happened early this morning in a neighborhood where a house party was being held in the city of Hickory. The FBI's James Barnicle Jr.
When we lead investigations, make no mistake, we will mitigate the violent crime problem here in the United States, in particular North Carolina.
Ukraine says it launched a large-scale drone attack deep into Russian territory that security officials say destroyed 40 military bombers. It comes as both sides gear up for another round of talks tomorrow to explore prospects for a ceasefire. CBS's Lee Kinnery is at the foreign desk.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is calling this a brilliant operation and one for the history books. Ukraine targeted the enemy more than 2,500 miles from the front lines.
Legislation on President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill moves to the Senate this week. It passed in the House, but is facing pushback from some in the GOP in the Senate. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Republican Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky is among those legislators not backing down from concerns about President Trump's budget bill. On Sunday, Paul said he's one of several Republican senators against the way the bill is currently written, arguing it adds too much to the deficit.
If I vote for the $5 trillion debt, who's left in Washington that cares about the debt? We will have lost. But the GOP will own the debt once they vote for this.
Trump has been adamant the bill, which he's named Big and Beautiful, should move forward quickly.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg and 11 others set sail for the Gaza Strip aboard a ship carrying aid. Organizers say the mission is aimed at breaking Israel's siege of the devastated territory. Game of Thrones actor Liam Cunningham is among the crew. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, welcome back to Max Inc. Radio. I am Rocker here with Jane. We are getting ready for Live in the Lair tonight. We have the lower fifth. Are you ready for this, Jane?
I am so ready for this. I've already had a chance to talk to these two wonderful people, and I couldn't be more excited to hear what they have to say.
All right. Well, founding members Luke Jorgensen, Corey Swadley, and Paul Metz started working together in 2010 to write and perform songs that drew from and built on their eclectic musical roots, with the addition of Audrey Pestricelli.
Close. Close. That was very close.
On bass, Jeremy Henning, trombone and guitar, and Michael Berger on trumpet. The Lower Fifth has grown to become a band of powerhouse musicians and leave it all on the stage with every performance. After the tragic loss of their leader in 2018, Luke Jorgensen, the band committed to carry on in his honor an uplifting message of hope and togetherness that continues to resonate through their music today. Tonight, Live in the Lair is the Lower Fifth duo, Corey Swadley on guitar, and Audrey, we'll find out in a second, Pestricelli on bass. Corey, Audrey, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Good evening, folks. How are we doing tonight?
Wow, the Lower Fifth. Is that like a street in New York City?
It may be, but that's not where the name came from, right? Yeah.
Where does that name come from?
The way
it's like a musical thing. I mean, I'm a drummer,
you know? I think
it sounds very stringy.
I think the way Luke explained it, where he came up with it, is he used to play with the band name Lowered Expectations.
Okay.
And then when he tried to legitimize the band, he had to change it. So he went with the lower fifth, which is like the lower octave of the fifth of the root, basically, in basic musical terms, yeah.
Is that like a sad note or a happy note? I mean, what is it?
You know, I don't think it's actually a thing. We had Jeremy join the band, who like is a music teacher.
Yeah, and music theory.
Is actually trained in music. And he's like, that's not
a thing.
A legit thing.
We just always explain it that way. Well, yeah. There's always a fifth to the root note.
For sure.
And if it's going to be the lower fifth, then you're just playing it in the lower octave instead of the, well, anyway.
Yeah,
it's one of those reference things.
We digress.
Lowered expectations, Jeremy.
Well, we digress, right?
Yeah.
There are two stories to the lower fifth, and the first with the band's founder and leader, Luke Jorgensen, in 2010, and then after his sudden passing in 2018. Tell us about the evolution of the band.
Sure. So early on, when Luke was the leader, he would bring friends together, bring musicians together, wherever he had a show, and they weren't always the same. Mm-hmm. But once we all had the opportunity to play with him, we basically put him in a position where we're like, you don't have to call a guitarist anymore. You don't have to call a bass player anymore. And slowly we all just congealed around him that he had a solid band. And then after his tragic passing, we were kind of all put in a position where we had to decide, can we continue this? Mm. And so my first place was to look at my dear bandmates and say, will you give me a year? I will try to learn his lyrics. We'll try to learn his songs because I was not a lead singer. I liked to sing, but it wasn't my focus.
Wow.
And so I was like, I will learn his lyrics, which unfortunately he never wrote down any of his lyrics. He would change them all the time.
A lot of transcribing.
So, yes, yep. a lot of painstaking sitting at a computer in my basement, crying my eyes out, trying to learn what he was trying to say.
Wow.
And learning the messages behind his songs. And so anyway, I put myself in that position. You know, sometimes opportunities thrust upon you, and it was like, okay, this is my chance.
Wow.
I want to carry this on. And so with that, there was also other space in the band that would need to be filled. And so something that Luke had always encouraged Audrey to do was he wanted her to sing. Ooh. But it wasn't her thing either.
No, I was stubborn about it.
Yeah, she did not want to sing at all. She wanted to hang out in the background. And so when I was taking over leads, well, naturally, then there had to be a backing vocalist because I was solid with Luke in backing vocals. And so Audrey stepped up and was like, I will learn the backing vocal role, which then forced my lead playing because I was always a lead player. Luke was always rhythm. Then Jeremy, our trombone player, all of a sudden was like, well, I can play acoustic guitar. So he starts playing acoustic. Audrey's singing backups. I'm singing leads. Paul has always been a singer and player, so he started singing some backing vocals, and then we added Michael Berger, which was this other element that could add as a soloist.
And we're going to talk about all those people actually a little deeper
later in the program. Okay, sorry. Yeah, but that's so that's kind of what happened was we were all put in a position where we had to find what was missing and what can we reevaluate or what, you know, we had to, it was a chance to reaffirm what the lower fifth was.
And growth.
Yes.
I mean, you guys are kind of taking on new roles of things that you hadn't done previously. I think that that's an interesting side note to all this in the story.
Exactly.
Continuing in Luke's honor with the message of hope and togetherness. Talk about that for a second.
Well, Luke had just a very unselfish way of trying to bring everybody around him up. He would offer to record people for free. He would offer people opening gigs. He would try to bring people together to make bands.
Like festivals and stuff.
Yeah, he was putting together festivals. Yeah. He would raise money every holiday season to give to a family that was in need. He was always trying to bring everybody up.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And so once, with his passing, it kind of left this void in our musical family, our greater musical community of everybody still wanted to have that feeling. So it kind of put us in a position like we need to carry on that. So we still play his music. We talk about togetherness. We talk about how we want music to be all inclusive. Everyone has the right to feel good about themselves and about where they're at in their lives. And so we try to offer that to our fans still as an opportunity. Just come out, feel comfortable, have fun, let loose, and dance.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was definitely a hard decision to make, you know, after navigating that just amazing, just awful grief, you know, and such a shock to us all. But we had a decision to make, and, you know, it didn't seem like an option to not play his music, you know, and not keep his memory going, not keep his legacy going. So
Well, that's pretty
cool. We figured it out, but yeah, it was hard at first, but yeah, you know, we worked together and we'd figured it out with our community and within ourselves and, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when bands break up even, you know, their music sort of discontinues. You don't hear it like Led Zeppelin. John Bonham passed away and we still hear Led Zeppelin, although they never really continued, kind of. Mm-hmm. But, you know, losing a member like that and keeping that alive and keeping his music alive and his mission and dream, that's pretty cool. Because I know he was an incredibly respected person here in the music scene. Well, let's get to some live music. Let's kick it off. The Lower Fifth Duo. It's presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight, it's called Life and Death. And it was written by Luke Jorgensen. I mean, tell us about this song before you play.
Sure. So, I mean, this was one that we've always enjoyed playing this song just because of the vibe of it. It wasn't so much about the lyrics. It was just the vibe of it. But once we had to sit down and actually transcribe the lyrics and get the song ready for us to sing it, it was like, wait a second. He was really kind of telling us something kind of deep.
Yeah.
Because he did sing about life and death a lot. And he packaged it in such a happy, fun way.
It's almost silly, but it's still like so deep at the same time.
This song, and ironic.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
yeah, totally, truly. Totally. So this is a song that we start a lot of our shows with, this song in particular, because it kind of embodies this feeling that the Lower Fifth wants to evoke with our audience.
Yeah,
so
truly.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's check it out. Live in the Lair, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. This is the Lower Fifth Duo, Life and Death.
Innocence down in Georgia to a girl, said her name was Annalee, and she said with a smile that she sure'll be worthwhile, and I found myself a better life to lead. So we rode to the coast to see the ocean, trade some whiskey for some alligator tea. Rode that 35 to Memphis and that 30 back to Texas, and I found myself a better life to lead. Singing ha, 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 hallelujah. Oh, 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 answer my prayers. We can leave all this behind, save some trouble, save some time, singing songs about my life, about my death. About a mile out of Boston, met a man, said, hey, I can show you peace. So we drove into the mountains, and I'm surely glad we found him, cause his light is shining brighter than we need. With his heart full of hope and smile and sunshine, with a home and a soul that can't be beat, I found God, then I lost him, and I took the train to Boston, and I found myself a better life to lead. Singing ha, 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 hallelujah. Oh, 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 answer my prayers. We can leave all this behind, save some trouble, save some time, singing songs about my life, about my death. Singing ha, 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 hallelujah. Oh, 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 answer my prayers. We can leave all this behind, save some trouble, save some time, singing songs about my life. about my death, singing songs about my life, about my death, singing songs about my life, about my death.
Yeah, that is the Lord Fifth Duo. That was Life and Death.
You got it. Yep.
What a song.
It is a great song. He was a wonderful songwriter, and he always had a message in him in the songs. And until we really dug in, because he would change the lyrics a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and so as a backup singer to him, I would always have to sing just a little bit late because I didn't know what he was going to say.
What's it going to be this time?
You know, and sometimes as just purely musicians, like I know as a drummer, like, I mean, I hear the singer, but I have no idea what they say.
Oh, same way.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And I know all our songs back and forth, but I couldn't tell you what the lyrics are.
Well, you got something else going on, right?
I mean, right,
you're trying to keep up with your own stuff.
So I can imagine, like, if all of a sudden you're in, you know, the band and you kind of have to go back and you're like, oh, wow. Like, I mean, I didn't even know this was about this. And I've been playing this song for, like, how long, right?
Truly. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Wow. That's just a really interesting concept, I find.
Yeah.
We are here with the Lower Fifth, Audrey and Corey. And everybody down to the trombonist sings in Lower Fifth. And Audrey has become a focal part of the singing core. Is this like being in a choir? I mean, are your rehearsals like, you know, like choir practice?
Not so much that, but we just try to give everybody an opportunity to sing out, to say what they want, or to be a part of it. And so we're fortunate that everybody can harmonize pretty well together.
Yeah.
And it's not always a coordinated effort as much as it is just like a collective effort.
We're pretty slapdash.
I mean, does everybody, you know, does each person, they're on their own note?
Certainly, yeah.
I mean, who picks, like, how do you pick, like, I sing the low, you know, I sing the high.
It kind of just happens naturally, honestly. Yeah. Like, when we first started, like, you kind of took Corey, or you took Luke's
Register.
Roles. Registers, and we kind of just, like, it happened pretty naturally, I want to say. You know, there was some, like, oh, that didn't work, let's try it again kind of a thing. But we really did, like, fall into, like, something that sounded pretty good, like, pretty fast, I feel like.
It did happen pretty natural. I was always a high harmony to Luke, and so then I had to sing a little bit lower, and then Audrey naturally was able to come in and sing that higher harmony.
I see.
And then Jeremy was more of a lower register. Paul sings in, like, a bass register
he's
drones
down there.
You can't even tell half the time he's singing because it's at that register that just kind of gets lost in the bass notes, but he's always like pedaling away.
Yeah. You're like a baseball team. You know, who's on second?
Yes. What's on first? I don't know who's on third.
No idea.
He's got all the beer.
What?
I'm in the stands.
What do you mean by, like, you're, you know, become a focal part of the singing core, Audrey?
Well, it was honestly like I played with my dad for a long time. That's how I started playing music. He kind of just handed me a bass one day, and like I would sing with him a little bit, but honestly, like, I was pretty nervous, and it's hard playing bass and singing at the same time. And so, like, to coordinate that and to do it confidently and, like, you know, do it with conviction, I wanted to do it right, you know, and it took a while to, like, get the nerves around that and, like, find my space in the band and, like, pick songs that worked with my voice. And I took over a couple songs that, like, Luke used to sing, which feels pretty good and, like, and important, you know. But yeah, it's just kind of finding a new space in the band, like a new way of, like, thinking about things and doing it with conviction, basically. And that was, like, that was a hurdle for a while.
Well, you can be modest, but I think part of it too was whenever she sings, the audience reacts in a very special way. It's really cool.
Magical.
So we say that it's become a focal point because she won't sing a whole set or anything. We just have every few songs, we throw in a really cool cover or a song that she wants to sing, but the audience just responds. And I think it adds to her confidence, but it also is just endearing to us to see the audience just react in such a way to Audrey.
Yeah, it's very humbling. It's
really cool. It's a nice little showcase within our sets. Is every four or five songs, we're like, Audrey Pescatelli, and the crowd just goes wild.
And then I scamper back on stage. I'm like, all right, I'm playing bass now.
Well, Audrey, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what's your backstory? You were just briefly talking about getting started in music.
Yeah. So I grew up in Illinois, in a little town called Sandwich.
Really?
Yeah. And so my dad was a musician his whole life. I know. Still love sandwiches. But yeah, my dad has been a musician just, you know, forever. And I kind of joked like he needed a bass player. And so kind of handed me a bass. And like I just like started playing with his band, Red Horse, and played with them for a long time. Yeah. And then I moved here about 14 years ago and still kind of played with them. And then it just took a while to like, you know, find my footing in Madison. And I actually started playing or going to the up north and just like the music scene there. Started playing with a cool guy named Lefty and just kind of went up and said, hey, you want a bass player? And like started that way. And then, you know, been in like in bands ever since and just kind of got into this really amazing music community that's here in Madison. And
why did you come to Madison?
Because there was nothing going on in Sandwich.
why did you pick Madison?
My sister moved here after college and she kind of moved here and she's like, this is just such a cool city. And like, her boyfriend at the time got me a job and I'm just like, you know what? Let's try this. And I just kind of took a gamble and moved up here. And
you found the music scene.
Yeah. And then I found the music scene and like, I'm just so glad I did. Like, I love this town so much and I love like the opportunities it's given me and just the community that I found here. And I work in restaurants too and just like working in that like scene and it's just
Madison is a foodie town.
It really is. I love it.
What would you say, you know, in favor of choosing bass guitar to, you know, younger kids who are in school these days, you know, as opposed to some of the other instruments?
Well, I said my dad's a musician. He plays mandolin and guitar and I tried mandolin and I tried guitar and I tried banjo and nothing really stuck. And then I picked up the bass and I'm like, oh, there's four strings and you play one at a time. Like I can handle that, you know? And it just made sense with like my vibe and just that, you know, that low end and just the groove. Like it just really, it really just, you know, it made sense to me. But I would really encourage like anytime I see or like talk to a young person, it's, and they like say, I want to learn bass. It's like, do it. Cause like, and Corey, like, you know, you play guitar and bass. I think it's just so informative to, unfortunately, I'm a one-trick pony. I just play bass, but like I think it's just so informative and so important to just like kind of know how that works and have that have a feel for it, because it's, you know, you as a drummer too, you know that solid rhythm is just, it's so important. It's so good to have a feel for that. So
well, you know, bass tells you, drums tell you when to dance, and bass tells you how to dance.
Exactly, move like those hips.
Well, let's see. Let's get back to live music in the lair with the Lower Fifth, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's written by Corey Swadley, and it's called Luke's Song. And is this a song of advice from beyond the grave?
It is, actually, yeah. Its origin is a pretty special story. It was our drummer, Paul, his wife, Kelsey, was having some pretty vivid, pretty amazing dreams where she was communicating with Luke after his passing.
Wow.
And I get a call from her one morning and she's like, you won't believe it. I had this amazing conversation with Luke last night and I was able to write down some of the words and he's encouraging us to move beyond where we were when he passed. And so I took those words and reorganized them and turned them into this song. And so we call it Luke's Song.
Wow. Luke's Song. Yeah. Live in the lair. You are with the Lower Fifth on Max Inc. Radio.
Of our days, it's time to move towards a life that's full of love. With family by our side, we can stay as one. Music in our hearts, we'll never be alone. Take a chance, the time is now. Grab a friend and show them how. Spread the joy of love and dance with music, we are one. Take a chance, the time is now. grab a friend and show them how. Spread the joy of love and dance with music. We are one, we are one. Forgive and forget as time has moved on. Memories and times where I had done you wrong. Hold on to those feelings when things were the best. Remember those times and forget the rest. With family by our side, we can stay as one. Music in our hearts will never be alone. Take a chance, the time is now. Grab a friend and show them how. Spread the joy of love and dance with music. We are one. Take a chance, the time is now. Grab a friend and show them how. Spread the joy of love and dance with music. We are one. We are one. Can stay as one. Music in our hearts will never be alone. Take a chance, the time is now. Grab a friend and show them how. Spread the joy of love and dance with music. We are one. Take a chance, the time is now. Grab a friend and show them how. Spread the joy of love and dance with music. We are one. We are one.
Wow, that is really good song. The harmonies are just totally amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Rocker. I'm here with Jane. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the lair with the Lower Fifth. We have Audrey and Corey here. Tell us about that singing trombonist. I mean, he plays acoustic guitar, and I hear he's expecting a baby.
Yes.
Congratulations in order.
Definitely.
Tell us about your trombonist.
So Jeremy came into the band back in,
16?
I think 2016, just after Audrey joined the band. And
yeah.
Luke always wanted horns in the band. And when Jeremy joined, it, beyond just being a horn player, he's just an incredibly knowledgeable musician, very humble, kind-hearted person. And he's classically trained. He's a music teacher in the Madison School District, and he's just got a lot of knowledge that he was able to share with us. But there was talents beyond what we knew right away because he came in to just play trombone. But then we find out that he can sing, and he's great at organizing harmonies and stuff like that. He can help us. He'll sit down at a piano and pick out the fifths or the thirds or who's where.
He dumbs it down for us, explains it all.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a great feature.
He takes me aside sometimes. He's like, okay, this is how it should be done, or let's do this, let's augment that, or let's do this.
He levels us up for sure.
Yeah, it's. But with that, when he plays acoustic guitar when he's teaching most of the time. He doesn't sit with a trombone and teach music class
that
to
makes sense.
A bunch of elementary school kids. So he plays acoustic a lot. And so when we were like, wow, we need to add another element so I can play solos and not drop the rhythm.
Right.
And so he'll switch mid-song, set his trombone down, sing, and then grab his acoustic and start playing that so I can play the solos out. And then he sets it back down, grabs his trombone, and we're right back at the chorus at the end of it.
So that is handy.
Yeah. He's a very good man to have in the band. He's a very close friend, brother from another mother, and him and his beautiful wife, Kelsey, are expecting their second child any day now. I think she's due on June 5th, but when we were with him a week or so ago at our last show, he's like, she's ready.
Any day?
We're very excited to have another family member come into our musical world. Yeah,
so well, let's get back to live music in the lair presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The Up North Bar in Madison is one of your favorite places to play, and you released an album called Live at the Up North. Briefly tell us about the Up North and why it's your favorite place to play.
Sure. So the Up North gave us an opportunity to play early on when we were trying to get a foothold.
We got 3 minutes, so I'm letting you know. So if you want to play the song.
Got it. Okay. Well, very quickly. They just have an awesome music scene there. They gave the Lower Fifth a chance to play, and we started playing there weekly, and we started monthly, and it was where we gained our crowd and our sound.
All right.
And so we wanted to record a live album there, so we've got that, and I've got one here for you today.
Yeah.
And this is the song about it.
Nice. Let's hear it right now. It's Live in the Lair with the Lower Fifth Duo. This is the Up North on Max Inc. Radio.
Time to think, there's time to sit, have a drink, there's no need to wait in line, just come inside and have a good time. We're all here to sing and play, and we wish and wait for today, and we're drinking and laughing, ears will bend. I'm glad to be here with my friends, the Up North, have a good time, the Up North, music and rhymes, we all want to win the shake of the day. The Up North, music and friends, the Up North, smiles and grins, now that we're here, let's party. At the Up North, we always say that every day, Saturday, forget your troubles, just unwind, cause we're all here to have a good time. Those seats are filled, but not for long, cause we're dancing and clapping, singing songs, and when we're together, circle never breaks. We sing in honor for those who've passed, to make sure their memories last. Let's lazy glass while we say, we sing in honor for those who passed, to make sure memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say, the Up North, have a good time, the Up North, music and rhymes, we all want to win the shake of the day. The Up North, music and friends, the Up North, smiles and grins, now that we're here, let's party like it's Saturday. We sing in honor for those who've passed, to make sure memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say, we're singing honor for those who passed, to make sure memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say, the Up North, have a good time, the Up North, music and rhymes, we all want to win the shake of the day. Shake of the day. The Up North, music and friends, the Up North, smiles and grins, now that we're here, let's party like it's Saturday.
Yeah, all right. that is the Up North. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio, Live in the Lair with the Lower Fifth. Hey, let's take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll hear some more songs from you guys. Sound good?
Sounds wonderful.
Perfect.
All Thanks, right. Rocker.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Buying a home is a lot like eating pistachios. Some deals pop right open, some take a little effort, and some, well, some make you want to grab a hammer. That's why you need Aaron Weber Group. We do the heavy lifting so you don't break a nail or your sanity trying to crack into the housing market. We've got the perfect place where you can eat pistachios in every room. So don't shell out your life savings on a bad deal. Call Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, today. We'll get you into a home that's nothing but perfect.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Friday nights are for fish fry at the Lazy Yolf Lounge. Enjoy baked or fried cod, deep fried bluegill and lake perch, warm bread out of the oven with some tasty side dishes. Plus, the Lazy Yolf Lounge is a great place for lunch with great daily specials, soups made from scratch, and fast, friendly service. The Lazy Yolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyYolfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Herbal Aspect has landed. That's right. Madison's go-to cannabis destination now has a brand new location in Sun Prairie.
Wait, four locations? That's a high level of convenience.
With three Madison locations and now Sun Prairie, a great cannabis experience is always close by. Our expert staff is here to help, whether you walk in, call, or order online. Mention Radio 420 and get a special discount. So stop by Herbal Aspect in Sun Prairie, because great cannabis isn't just a pipe dream.
Nice. I'm rolling over now.
Herbal Aspect.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
All right, happy Saturday night, everybody. We are into part two of Live in the Lair on Mag Sync Radio. I am Rocker here with Jane in the control room, and we have the Lower Fifth right here in our studio performing live.
In the flesh.
And chatting, Corey and Audrey from the Lower Fifth. Corey, let's get to know you a little better.
Oh, boy.
How
long is the show?
How did you get started in music, and what's your backstory?
So I got started in music just because of my family. My grandfather, his brother, my great uncle, they all play music. My dad, my uncle. I always idolized my dad. And yeah. He was always a musician that could play lots of different instruments. And we spent a lot of time as kids watching them play, and once we were old enough, we became roadies, and once we could learn the equipment, seriously, like,
I know the feeling.
There's not many kids in middle school that on a Wednesday night at 2 a.m. when dad's van rolls in, we all get out of bed and we all go carry the equipment into the house.
Wow.
You know? And so it was like we were a part of it, and then we got to go to the shows when we were old enough, and then my brother started doing lights and sound, and I got into the playing part of it, and so we were just, it was just around us as kids. And
what band was your dad in?
So back in the day, he was in a band called Speed Trap. That was a band that did a lot of shows. They played as SWAD for a while, where it was like Steve, Woody, and Dan. My dad's name is
the
Dan.
The Indian restaurant?
What's that?
The Indian restaurant?
No, Woody and Dan. No.
I mean...
No, Woody and Dan. No.
Oh, boy.
So he was in that group for a long time. He played in just a bunch of bands back in the 80s. He was in Rochelle and the Red Hot Rattlers for years.
Sure.
When they did their whole climb all the way up to their fame of winning the Hodag and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So they would always buy us instruments. They were not the type of parents that were like, you need to take lessons, you need to do this. It was just, it's here if you want it.
Yeah.
And so we spent a ton of time as kids in the recording studio, going downstairs. You had the mixing console and all the instruments set up.
Oh, right in your house.
Right in the basement. So
wow.
We just would go down and play and record. And so at a young age, we were introduced to it. But I found in some friends, one in particular, that he really liked teaching, and he would show me songs and show, like, write little tabs out for me and stuff right. when I was pretty young. And so I took to playing guitar at, it's probably around middle school. And then freshman year hit, and his brother gave us a cassette tape of Zeppelin 1 on one side and Zeppelin 2 on the other.
Yes.
And that changed my life forever. Right? It was just like, yes, I want that. And then my dad got me like a left-handed Gibson Les Paul.
Wow.
And it was...
How hard is that to find?
A left-handed one? It was tough. We found it at a Ward Brat. It had a busted-off headstock all glued back on and whatever. It didn't matter to me. I was playing a right-handed guitar upside down until...
Wow.
That time.
He was determined.
I was like, I'm going to play no matter what. So anyway, it was just something that was around, and it was available, and it was a way to feel confident and express myself. So music was a good avenue for that for me.
Now, you also play in some other bands, right? You do some double timing with The Mascot Theory?
Yes, I do. I play in a band called The Mascot Theory. You got it.
And that's with Eric Jelen and...
Nick Fry and Paul Metz. So Paul Metz plays in The Mascot Theory, and he's in The Lower Fifth.
That's where.
So when Mascot Theory was looking for when he was looking for a new guitarist, it was natural. We were all friends anyway. So I was like, you know what? I think it's time for me to give this band a shot, and it was a very good fit.
Well, speaking of The Mascot Theory, Eric Jelen, he was recently in the hospital for a procedure, and he's on his way to recovery. But there is a Caring for Eric fundraiser coming up. Can you tell us, I can tell you firsthand that those help a lot. Tell us about the upcoming benefit for your bandmate.
Sure. So, yeah, with what he went through, we really wanted to try to give back. He's another musician in the community here that just gives himself to music. He does a lot of charity events and things
like
that.
Flannel Fest.
Flannel Fest. He works with Keep Wisconsin Warm and Heat for Heroes funds. He's just a tireless man towards helping music bring people up. And so when he went through this tough situation, we thought let's do something to try to help him. So we created a fundraiser that's going to be on Sunday July 6th at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison.
Nice.
We're going to have the Prairie Flowers are going to play. Corey Matthew Hart is going to sing for us. Lower Fifth is going to play. Mascot Theory is going to play. It's going to be a whole afternoon of music. Doors are at noon. Events from 1 to 6.
Oh, I love those afternoon events now.
I think a lot of people do.
So we're super excited. 4th of July weekend, we want to squeeze a little bit of energy left out of everybody. So that Sunday, July 6th, we're all super excited to come together, raise some money. We're going to try to do a raffle and all that. We just want to help him and his family kind of recover from this tough situation that he just went through.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, it's not like the old days. Where his dad used to play till 1 a.m, right?
Yeah.
No, it's nice to play an afternoon on a Sunday sometimes.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Lair with the Lower Fifth Duo presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called Lonely Without You. Sounds like a song written on the road.
Yeah, it was inspired. A friend of mine was sharing with me some stories of his travels, and I used those stories as some inspiration for me to write this, because I'm very happily married and I'm not on the road much, but you still sometimes have to channel those inner demons to be able to write heartfelt music. And so this song kind of comes from a place of when you're alone, you sometimes realize the things you've done wrong.
Yeah.
And you just hope that maybe she'll give you a second chance. So that's kind of what this song's about.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's hear it. Lonely Without You. This is the Lower Fifth. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio live in the Lair.
A mirror gaze it hides. Found some friends along the way to confide. anger and frustration. It defined my past, found so little to carry me through. Life so lonely without you. Life's so lonely, it's so lonely without you. Life's so lonely, it's so lonely without you. Through the highways and deserts, to the mountain tops, glow of love's wonder leaves these little sparks. Well, my friends, they try to give me a place to lean. One is never greater than two. Life's so lonely without you. Life's so lonely, it's so lonely without you. Life's so lonely, it's so lonely without you. Life's so lonely. Drinkers from the workers drink, children laugh, scholars think. Sure as the rising sun, it will clear the morning dew. Life's so lonely. Don't be a lonely stranger. Please smile and know brand new. Anger and frustration, yet to find our past. But I know your love will carry me through. Life's so lonely without you. Life's so lonely. So lonely, it's so lonely without you. It's so lonely, it's so lonely without you. It's so lonely, it's so lonely. I'm so lonely without you.
It's so lonely without you.
All right. That's Lonely Without You.
Nice. We are here with the Lower Fifth live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. I'm here with Audrey and Corey. And Sunday, July 27th, the Lower Fifth will be performing on the Sugar Maple stage at Atwood Fest 2025 on Madison's East Side. Find the schedule and more at atwoodfest.com. But How excited are you guys to play Atwood Fest? I know Jenna Jonas is excited to see you. Yeah. She's going to be playing with Paige Kleber, who is right before you guys.
Indeed. Love Jenna. I actually play with Jenna. I have another band as well. Jewels and the Gems.
Yeah.
Jewels and the Gems.
But she drums with us sometimes, and she is just a gem, truly. So that's I was exciting to see. I'm really cool to share the stage with her.
Nice.
Yeah, we're very excited to have that opportunity. Yeah. And thank you, Rocker, for helping us get there.
For sure.
That's awesome. You're going to be in Monty's parking lot. That's where the Sugar Maple stage is.
Cool.
Well, I've spent a lot of time in that parking lot, I'll tell you.
Chocolate shakes and waffle fries. That's what I'm having. Love it.
Nice. You have a song called Bananas, but it was called Locked Inside. Well, why the name change on that? Is there a story behind that?
Yes. Yeah, so the song Locked Inside, there was kind of a meaning behind it when I wrote it. And once the horn arrangements were put in place, it was then changed to Bananas, because what Jeremy and Michael were able to pull off, and Paul as well, they do some really intricate, cool work in that song. So they changed it to be Bananas because of how they feel when they have to play it.
It's but Bananas.
It is Bananas. But the meaning behind the song is kind of the where it started. It was Locked Inside.
That's a bit more descriptive.
Well, what was the Locked Inside?
Locked Inside, it was a song that that I wrote about not being comfortable being yourself. And so I just, sometimes musicians, at least for me, I'll write more of a self-reflection song that you're almost singing to yourself, that you want to get yourself out of the box. And so that song was about just kind of being stuck in your own head, not being sure how to be yourself. And I think that that resonates well with the lower fifth, because we really want everybody to know that we think we all deserve the right to feel good about ourselves.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with the lower fifth duo presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Picking and Having Fun. Is this about daydreaming about music at your 9-to-5?
Yes, definitely. Yes. Actually, the song came to me as I was walking into my former employer. I was walking into my day job. You know, I used to sit at a desk for the last 20 plus years. And I was happy to have a day job because it kept the lights on, but I was always, you know, weekend warrior playing music. So that's kind of what this is about.
All right, let's check it out. Lower fifth, right here.
Very nice, and I ain't wearing any fringe. But when I come to work, I always have a grin. I am glad to be working, but picking this here key, music is the only job for me. Only job for me is picking and having fun. I'm just trying to get a rise out of everyone, and I am hoping we can dance this night through and through. Place to escape for me and you. Drinking and having fun's not the only way to survive. I like paying bills and working my 9-to-5. Showing up every day, yes, leaving these lights on. Music is a life that I sure love. Only job for me is picking and having fun. I'm just trying to get a rise out of everyone, and I am hoping we can dance this night through and through. Place to escape for me and you. I'm just trying to find my place to someday I might get my wish. My beautiful lady and I, we might land us a big fish. Something to pay them bills and leave our time alone. We can spend our time doing what we love. Only job for me is picking and having fun. I'm just trying to get a rise out of everyone, and I am hoping we can dance this night through and through. Place to escape for me and you. Place to escape for me and you. place to escape for me and you.
That is the Lower Fifth right here, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio. The Lower Fifth, they're performing around Central Wisconsin coming up here June 11th at Horicon for Music at the Market Concert Series. July 26th in Baraboo at the Tumbled Rock Brewery. July 27th, of course, at Atwood Fest. Ooh. August 23rd in Baraboo, back to the Tumbled Rock Brewery. You guys play a lot of breweries. And August 28th in Sauk City at the Vintage Brewing Company.
Mm-hmm. We love those outdoor beer gardens, man. Yeah. Everybody's, it's pretty easy to spread our message of hope and love and togetherness when everybody's just, you know, having a cold beer and hanging in the sunshine.
The best part is part of the pay is some beer, right?
Hey, we yes.
get to sample everything, both. Right? Wine, beer, man, you guys play them all. Is there anything that you do to spiritually keep Luke's presence in the band?
I think that just continuing on with this message, but also playing his music. I think one of his main songs, the Siren song that we always think of, is the song Hope.
Yeah.
And that's something that we like to do at every one of our shows. We want to play Hope. The audience knows that they like the words, or they love the message. They all know the words. They all sing along. So yeah, we certainly love that song.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's check it out. This is Hope, live in the lair. This is the Lower Fifth.
Not take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left. There's a need, there's a soul, there's a way to carry on. There's a whisper in my breath for you. All I need is what I take. Hear what I said, hope not lift me up, hold on to me. Hope not take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I'll take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left. There's a need, there's a soul, there's a way to carry on. There's a whisper in my breath for you. All I need is what I take. Hear what I said.
Oh. Can all clap along.
Hope not lift me up. Hold on to me. Hope not take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I'll take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have. Hope not lift me up, hold on to me. Hope not take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I'll take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left.
Wow, that is the Lower Fifth. You are listening to Live in the Lair. I'm Max Inc. Radio. Corey, Audrey, thank you so much for coming down. How do we keep up with the Lower Fifth online and keep up with your shows and your music and your plans and all that good stuff?
Sure. The best way would be to find us on Facebook, find us on Instagram. That's kind of where we're at right now, is just keeping up the information on the socials.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, I think that that'd be the best way to keep up with us. Or just come on out and see us at a show, and we'd be happy to tell you where we're going to be.
All right, thank you. We're done. After Hours with Rob Roberts is...
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave...
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care...
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis...
We prevent child abuse.
...from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. A suspect is in custody after police say several people were attacked with Molotov cocktails and left with burn injuries in Boulder, Colorado. It happened during a so-called walk to remember for Israeli hostages who remain in Gaza. This man was at the event with a friend.
I was about 25 feet away on the mall, and the explosion went off, and I saw the flames go, you know, maybe 15 feet in the air. And then I saw Karen was all in flames.
The FBI spoke moments ago.
Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack.
Special Agent Mark McCallick.
It is clear that this is a targeted act of violence, and the FBI is investigating this as an act of terrorism.
80 shots were fired.